بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, you would have noticed many of you are in that process, many of you have children in that process, and that is the process of the tests and exams that are currently going on, and some have just finished. Last Juma also somebody asked to make dua for what is it called, NEET, I don't know, there are all kinds of names, NEET and JEET and God knows what, but anyway, the point is that children are sitting for these exams, there's medical entrance and this one and that one, and parents are hugely anxious, the children are presumably more anxious, and then of course the results get declared and somebody gets a good result and they are very happy, and somebody else gets a result which is not so good. Somebody sent me one Facebook post or tweet, I think, of a mother who said that my son got 60% and it doesn't matter and I am very happy with that and so on and so forth. But the reality is that whether you are happy with it or you are not happy with it, when the standard of marks is that with a score of 99% you are second, your 60% is not going to get you anywhere. I mean, that's also a reality. So putting pressure on the children to get marks, and in the process there are some horrible things, cases of children committing suicide and so on, which is very bad, and parents must not put that pressure, no doubt about that. But the fact also is that if that is the system, that is the system. Right? The reason I am saying this is not because I want to comment on the system. According to me, this whole system is completely corrupt and useless and must be trashed. And we need a completely new system of education. So, I am not talking about that. I am saying that the anxiety with regard to exams is so much, and it is justified because nobody is concerned about the number in the exam. We are looking at what happens after that. It's not a question of getting 60% or 90%, and I like this, figure of 6, which is the loop is at the bottom, and I like the figure of 9, where the loop is on the top, that is even better. I mean, it's not that. It is a question is what happens thereafter. What happens after 60%? What happens after 90%? Right? After 60%, you have the option of learning to drive maybe an auto rickshaw or something. After 90%, you have some other options, slightly better. Now, the point is, therefore, that is the anxiety. Now, the reason I am saying this here in the Fajr reminder is I remind myself and you, what is our anxiety about that final exam, that final test, about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ مَآبًا. It's not just a matter of reciting the ayat in salah or reading it for sawab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making a categorical statement which is, I mean, if we have a doubt in that statement, then we have no iman. I mean, as simple as that. Anybody who said La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah cannot doubt the statement of Dhalikal Yawmul Haqq. Allah said that day is true. That day is the truth. That day will happen. Whether you believe it or you don't believe it makes no difference. The day is going to happen. If one of your children says, no, you see, I don't have to study because this test is not going to happen, you tell him, you take him to a psychiatrist. So this child, it looks like he's gone bonkers. I mean, what do you mean test won't happen? Test is there, date has been announced, test will happen. Your choice is you pass or you fail, but the test is going to happen. Now, this is not a human agency which is saying that. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, who is saying this. And he said about the same day, Limanil mulkul yawm, lillahil wahidil qahhar. And he is the one who is saying it. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ. So what is our anxiety with regard to ourselves and with regard to our children in the context of that day, in the context of that test? As I told you, the issue is not the test. The issue is what happens thereafter. Issue is not the test. The test is where the thereafter will be decided. So, same thing. Issue is not the day of judgment. The day of judgment is the day of judgment. That's going to happen. That's not the issue. Issue is what happens to me after that. What happens to me after that? And the Surah An-Naba is so beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described both the situations. Both the situations. Inna lil muttaqina mafaza. All of those ayats. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the other situation. May Allah protect us from that. Ya laytani kuntu turaba. The saddest words in any language are, what if? I wish only. If only. Ya laytani, if only. It means that chance is gone. What is the person who denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who lived a life disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is he going to say? He says, if only I could become mud, I could become turab, I could become, you know, soil, nothing. I mean, as if, meaning I wish I was never even born. But no point in saying that. You were born. There is no hope, complete despair. In Islam, despair is haram. We cannot despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this. But for that person at that point in time, there is no hope. It's despair. Question of the test and the question of what happens thereafter. So how much anxiety do we have about that? For these tests, I know parents are going crazy, the children are going crazier, they're running behind this tuition and that tuition and, you know, joining this institute, that institute. And anything is okay, no problem, no matter how much pressure, no matter how much money you have to spend in tuition fees. I want my child to pass. What is our anxiety with regard to our children as far as that day of judgment is concerned? Simple things. Mashallah, we get a lot of youngsters here in this masjid. And some of them I'm very happy with. Mashallah, they're very good. But some others, one day you tell him to do the iqamat and he does it wrong. Tell him to call the adhan. He says, I don't know. What do you mean you don't? What is the meaning of I don't know? How is it that you are 20 something years old, you don't know how to call the adhan? You tell him to lead salah. Sometimes they do it. Lead salah just to see what they do. Some of them, very nice. Very good recitation, mashallah. They know a lot of Quran. Their tajweed is correct and so on. Some others, absolute disaster. Now my point is, who is responsible? Same two people who are responsible for the passing or failure in the NEET or the JEET or whatever else. Who are those two people? The child himself and the parents. I'm saying two meaning, two agencies, right? So three people. Mother and father and the child. If the child fails in this JEET or NEET or whatever it is, I know I've seen situations there also. The mother and father, they are hiding somewhere. They won't even come. If there is any party or somewhere, they will not to be seen because, you know, they feel ashamed. Oh, my child failed. Hiding their face somewhere. How come you don't hide your face when your child cannot recite the Surah Al-Fatiha correctly with tajweed? You should be hiding your face even more. What is this upbringing that your child cannot even recite Surah Al-Fatiha with tajweed? You are not worried about that. So we have to question ourselves, we have to question the level of our yaqeen, the level of our iman. Allah said, ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ. Do I really believe that? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala serious about this? He said this, is it true? Serious, I'm telling you, some of these questions, it sounds like a stupid thing, but I'm saying we are at a stage where we have to ask these so-called stupid questions. Really, I have to ask myself, do I have iman on the day of judgment? And what is the sign of that iman? Action. If I ask you, do you know where the airport is? We are in the city of Hyderabad. If I tell you, do you know where the airport is? What will you tell me? Yes, you know where it is. Where is it? In Begumpet? No. Shamshabad, right? Yes or no? Where is the airport? Shamshabad. So then I ask you, okay, Fazan bhai, so what will you do? You will say, what to do? You asked me where is the airport, I told you. You are saying, what should I do? Nothing. Nothing. But supposing he now has to go to Dubai. He's got a flight at 8 o'clock. Same day, same question. Do you know where the airport? Yes, I know. So what are you going to do? I'm going now. I just came for Salah. I'm going to go home, pick up my bag. I'm going to the airport. Right? What does it tell us? Has anything changed? I mean, he knew where the airport is. You know where the airport is. I'm asking you, what will you do? You say nothing. Why? Because you know, I am not going anywhere. Right? Airport, you ask me a question, where is the airport? Airport is somewhere. What will I do? Nothing. What is there to do? But if you are going, if you have to fly out of that airport, then you have a whole plan. I have to go at this time. I told my driver to come. In case he doesn't come, this is the number of the taxi. I got to call the guy. I mean, there is a whole plan that you have of going because of what? What has changed? Airport hasn't changed. You haven't changed. The only thing that has changed is your yaqeen of going to the airport. That's all. No? You are now sure, I have to go to the airport. So you make a plan. And so you have you have made preparations, you made a plan, you are now ready to go. The only thing which changed is that switch in the mind which says, I have to go. Where is the airport is not an academic question, it applies to me. Where is the day of judgment? Some people came to Rasulullah. A group of people came to Rasulullah. Among them was also a young boy. And one of them he asked, Ya Rasulullah, when is the day of judgment? Rasulullah said, he pointed to the little boy. He said, if this boy, if Allah gives him a long life, he said, then all of you would have seen the day of judgment before he dies. Meaning? When is the day of judgment? When is my day of judgment? I don't know the date. Nobody knows the date. But when is it? When I die. When I die. That's why it's called Qiyamatul Saghira. I mean, it's the small day of judgment. The actual day of gathering is different. But for each one of us, the day of judgment is the day when we see the malaika. The day when we see the malaika. When the curtain is lifted, that is our day of judgment. I remind myself when the month of Ramadan comes to prepare us for this. So let us not waste the time. Reflect, sit, read Quran, make zikr. Think about this day. As I keep saying over and over again, there are so many people who were in this masjid who are not here this year because they have passed away. Did they know that last Ramadan was their last Ramadan? They didn't know that. Do I know whether this is my last Ramadan? I don't know. But some Ramadan, one day, one Ramadan, whether it is this one or one 10,000 years from now, will be our last. There's no doubt about this. Some Ramadan will be the last Ramadan of our lives. Safety lies in thinking that this is this one. And treat it like as if it is. Rasulullah said this about the Salah. He said, pray every salah as if it is your last, because one will be your last. So similarly, every Ramadan, let us treat it as if it will be our last. May Allah give all of you long and productive and healthy lives with Iman and Yaqeen, and give you lots of Ramadan al-Kareem to come. But treat everyone as if it is the last, because one will be the last. And prepare for that day when we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and we ask Allah to make that the test which will be the final test, and to make us successful in that test, so that after that there is no more test. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la bi ghairi hisab, and for the company of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.